The medicine comes in the form of a pill that contains DTG, which the World Health Organization, WHO, has been recommending as an alternative first-line treatment for HIV since 2016. Now, more than 90 low- and middle-income nations will be able to access the drug at a cost of roughly $75 per person. Michelle Sidibe heads UNAIDS, the UN agency leading the fight to stamp out HIV and AIDS by 2030.
What we are talking about today with this life-changing announcement is about the quality of medicine, but is about equity, is about dignity, is about access to medicine as a human right. It is about equity, and we cannot afford to say that in one part of the world we'll have excellent medicine which will certainly control the epidemic, but at the same time reduce resistance and make sure that we have a proper suppression of viral load. And in other part of the world, we will have a medicine which are good, but which probably will not lead us to our objective of ending AIDS.
Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi is the health minister for South Africa, where nearly 4 million people are receiving antiretroviral treatment. He said DTG has fewer side effects than the medicines they are currently using, making it good for patients. The reduced price is also good for the national budget.
We estimate that over the next 6 years, South Africa will potentially save up to $900 million. This is a huge saving. In South African rands, I've calculated that it means a saving was about 11 billion South African rands over the next 6 years. It is very critical in today's financially constrained environment.
The generic pill that contains DTG was developed by the pharmaceutical companies Mylan and Aurobindo. It's the result of years of effort by governments, the pharmaceutical industry, civil society, the UN, and other partners, including the Clinton Health Access Initiative and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Dame Sally Davis is the United Kingdom's chief medical officer.
DTG is a superior HIV treatment. It's the best in class. It's more effective, it has fewer side effects, it's less prone to resistance, and now, thanks to this landmark price deal, it's cheaper. So we can go wider and faster, because it's one thing having innovation and DTG available in rich countries, but actually we need always to scale up. That's the essential bit to saving lives. And that needs a price that is affordable.
It's expected the medicine will accelerate efforts to reach all 36.7 million people worldwide who are living with HIV. Natalie Hutchison, United Nations.